It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, the 1st of May. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. When Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer curbed the ability of employees to work from home, she got rapped by those who saw this as old thinking that makes work hard to balance with family life. Now the company's trying to make Yahoo a more attractive place to work by, among other things, extending maternity and paternity leave to 8 weeks paid, and for mothers, another 8 weeks unpaid. Julianne Pepitone is a tech writer for CNN.com. She says this is about the recruiting power of perks.
Marissa Mayer knows that better than anyone. She came from Google, and as soon as she came to Yahoo, she enacted a lot of those Google-esque perks. Free food, we're going to get you company iPhones and Droids and whatever you want. Things like that, they might not be standard for the rest of us, but they're very common in Silicon Valley.
Yahoo's CEO has taken some heat from critics for going back to work just 2 weeks after she had a daughter last fall. Airbnb has become a popular way to use the web to rent the occasional place to stay. What could possibly go wrong? According to The Verge, Airbnb is now working to be sure that everyone who uses the system properly identifies themselves with government-issue IDs and the like. By the end of this year, anonymity and pseudonyms will be phased out in an effort to curb fraud and other creepy situations. A month ago, Google Nose was an April Fool's prank. Sniff your laptop for eau de wet dog or scent of Egyptian tomb. But it turns out real engineers have been working on smell tech. John Lawrenson reports from a film festival in the Austrian city of Linz, where a smelly movie has just premiered.
Ah, it's a big tomato ketchup smell. Red screen, white screen.
Smelling a movie called Noise. The eye is in brackets. It's a movie for the nose.
There's a dung smell coming out. Well, that's doing that.
As colours flash up on the screen, a smell projector blows odours in and out of the room. It's a big machine, cost $260,000 to build. Artist Wolfgang Gorgsdorf built it.
A smooth, gentle cake of air moving slowly through the room, transporting little compartments of smells.
There's been smell at the movies longer than there's been sound, since the scent of roses was wafted into a theatre where people were watching newsreel footage of Pasadena's Rose Parade in 1906. The difficulty up till now has been that smells linger. You end up with a sick-making mix of smells in the air and maybe a pile of scratch cards on the floor. Geyser Schoen is a German perfumer who's created fragrances for some famous French fashion houses. He created the smells in this smell movie.
So you can have different smells in a row, changing after a few seconds, and they don't overlayer. That's important.
Smells, says Gorgsdorf, take us back to the time when being able to smell the tiger when it was still a long way off was a matter of life and death.
And you have got one called Death, yes?
Round the back of the smell projector, Gorgsdorf's assistant shows me the smell source chambers he's filling ahead of another movie performance. For Hollywood, maybe one day soon, these could be powerful storytelling tools. In Linz, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And a team has managed to reconstruct the very first World Wide Web page. It's from the European Research Institute CERN in 1991. It's a sparse affair explaining the web with some hypertext and no dancing GIF animations whatsoever. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.